This is Kurt, and this is the MFG Cast. Hey everybody, Kurt here. I am all by myself, solo mio, for another episode of the MFG Cast. This episode, I'm going to be going through with you a preview of A Surplus of Sloths. This is a game that is designed by Charlie McCarron, art by John Merchant, and published by Weird Draft Games. This game is currently on Backer Kit right now, but before we kind of talk about where how you can find that and how much it'll be for you to grab a copy, let's talk about how this game works. So up front, we want to give a very hearty thanks to Carla and everybody at Weird Draft Games for a preview copy of this game. This is a game that we got the prototype of, so it's not quite the fully formed game that you'll see once you back it on Backer Kit. But I have to say that the quality of the game, regardless of the fact that it's a prototype, is pretty fantastic. So what you're doing in Surplus of Sloths is you're trying to save sloths from falling into the river by saving them with your net. This game is a hand management drafting game for 2 to 5 players. It plays about 20 minutes and ages 8 and up. So in this game, what you're going to be doing is you're going to be, first, you're going to be creating a deck based on the number of players. So it depends upon how many players you have. When playing with 2 players, you're going to be using 3 types of sloths. With 3 players, you're going to be using 4 types of sloths. And if you're playing with 4 to 5 players, you're going to be playing with all 5 sloths. So you're going to be able to, you're going to get those, shuffle them up, put them in your deck. And then once you have shuffled up all the cards, you're going to deal 3 cards to each player. Then each player is going to take 1 card and place it face down in front of them. And once everybody has those, they're going to be revealed and they're going to be part of the start of a surplus net. So we'll kind of talk about how that kind of works. Then you're also going to create 2 river rows above that. And you're going to set that many cards. The cards are going to be however many players plus 1. So if it's a 2-player game, you're going to be putting up 3 cards in each river row. If you're doing 3 players, you're going to be doing 4 cards in each river row, and 4 and 5, and so on. During your turn, you're going to be drafting cards. And the way you're going to do this is you're going to be drafting cards out of those river rows. Depending upon player count, you're going to have that many cards out in a row, and then people are going to be drafting. So starting with the first player and going clockwise around the table, you're going to be taking a card from whichever river row you decide, and you're going to take that card and put it in your hand. Now, the cool thing about this that's a little different in drafting games is that the other players are going to have to draft from that same river row. So whichever card that the first player started with, then everybody else has to pick from that row. And then there's always going to be that one leftover card. And that leftover card is going to go down below the river rows into that surplus net. And we'll kind of talk about what that does for the game as well here in a little bit. After you have picked cards out of that river row and that other card to the surplus net, then you're going to take more cards to put in that river row that's already emptied. You're going to pass the player marker to the player on the left of the active player, and you're going to continue to keep picking from their river rows. And again, you don't have to choose from that same river row that the other person did last time, but you got to do it by the same rules of once the active player picks that card from that river row, then the other players have to continue to pick those cards, and then the last card will go into that surplus net. And you keep doing that until the deck runs out, and that's going to be the end of the game. So you're wondering, okay, why am I drafting these cards into my hand? Why am I doing that? Well, what's happening is you're trying to get runs of cards. So every certain sloth will have number cards from 1 to 7, but also have X cards in that certain color. So what does the X mean for that? For getting runs in your hand, what that's going to mean is the X can be any number between 1 and 7. So you can, if you have like a 2 and a 3 and a 5 in a certain color and you need that 4, then you'd be able to use that X for that. And it just kind of helps complete these runs. So that's where the X card is kind of fun for getting certain runs. And depending upon player count, you're trying to get, you know, as many colored runs as you can, or like bigger runs, because what's going to happen is once you get to the end of the game is whoever has the biggest runs of cards in each color or each type of sloth is going to be getting points from that surplus net. So the surplus net is the actual points you get for the end of the game. And here's where the points get kind of fun and kind of tricky and kind of cool, is that the cards that are in that surplus net, if there are numbered cards in those certain colors or types of sloths, you're going to get those points on the numbered cards. But if there's X's that are a part of that surplus net of that certain type or color of sloth, you're going to be multiplying the endgame scoring. So if you have one X in that surplus net of color or whatever, you're going to be getting two times whatever points you would get there. If you got two X's, that would be three times. And if you got three X's, that would be four times the amount there. So you're kind of jockeying this thing where you're trying to like say like, okay, I want to get these cards into my hand. But if you're that last person that's going to be picking a card, you're like, okay, I could pick this card, but then the other card is going to go in the surplus. So we have to be careful, because if I know somebody's going to be getting that color, winning that color instead of me, maybe I want to put a lesser number in that pile, or do I want to take that for a run and keep that for something that's a higher run there? Another thing that I kind of forgot to mention, also when you're looking at the runs of cards, when you're trying to score between at the end for the different colors that are there, if your run ends in an X and you have the same amount of cards in a run than the other person does, then you have to go to the second highest number in your run to determine who wins that. So like say if I've got like a 3-4 and the X for a 5, that 4 would be my highest number because the X is can't be that highest number. So then if somebody else had a run of 3 and then they had like 5, 6, and 7, then they would win because they have that 7 as that highest number. So always when you're counting up your runs, it's always who has the highest count of cards that wins the surplus of that color. And yeah, it's just, like I said, it's just kind of that fun little, okay, what cards should I keep and which cards should I get rid of? Also, you know, it's one of those things where it's like, okay, I see that there's only like a possibility for like 3 or 4 points in this one color of sloth. So I'm probably not going to want that. I'm probably going to want to put more of my, try to get more of my run in this other color because I know it's going to get me more points. But then again, it's like as the kind of game kind of goes along, if people throw more of those X cards in the surplus nets of those certain slots or colors, then, you know, it could multiply and make it more. So you have to be kind of aware of kind of how that works. I really like this game. It's like I explained it pretty easily here. Like, you know, we're only like, you know, 10, 11 minutes in, and I've already pretty much explained the game. The game also includes some baby sloths, which are have a number of 0, which help you start from 0 and go to 1, 2, 3 to get you a like better run of cards. If you want to be able to get win the certain sloths and the surplus net at the end of the game. But it doesn't help for like if they end up falling into the surplus net because they're 0 points basically because of the 0 on there. So it lends a little bit more of like a replayability and stuff like that. But with weird draft games, I always feel like they do a really good job of making their big box games and their smaller games like this into something that you can easily play, easily learn. Like you can, you know, get the gist and kind of just go out the gate. I appreciate it that they didn't do very much with this as far as like making this too complicated. You know, it comes with, you know, only so many cards. It plays really quickly. It's very easy to just kind of take, bring to the table. It's something you can play in between games. It's something that you can, you know, play on the road. It's something that you can, you know, play when you're sitting in your hotel or something like that. It's just, it's a very easy game to play, and I really enjoy this game. It kind of it makes me reminisce to old games, like when you're playing like game old card games like 500, where you play runs and you play matches or whatever, basically. But this one has that little bit of a twist of the cards going into the surplus net, and you're actually using those surplus net cards for points instead of the runs that you actually have in your hand. Because most of the time when you play a card game and you're using runs, usually the runs are what score you the points. So it's kind of fun that it kind of turns its head on that. So I have to give Charlie McCarron a really big thumbs up to, you know, make it that it's something different. But it's also light that you can, again, you can teach your kids, you can teach your grandkids, you can teach older people, younger people. It's a game that kind of fits everybody's taste. I just really enjoyed it. And thanks again to Carla and everybody at Weird Draft Games for lending us a copy to let us play this. If you want to get this, it's on BackerKit right now. And it's only going to be $9 plus shipping. I mean, you really can't beat that. I mean, what is that? Like going and grabbing a sandwich for lunch or something like that. And it's a game that will have so much replayability. And it's a game that has so much replayability that you could bring it to the table anytime you want. And again, it's one of those that you could play a quick game. You could play actually a lot of quick games. We did that the other day. We played like three or four of them. I mean, just nice and easy. So, yeah. So if this is something that really interests you, please go to BackerKit. Let them know. I think they're even doing some bundles with some older games that they have. And those are really cheap too. So if you want to get a little bundle, get a little bit more bang for your buck, please go out and do that. All right. I think that's all I have to say for now. We'll see you next time. And this was the MFG Cast. Thanks for listening.
This podcast is a proud member of the Legends of Tabletop Broadcast Network. For more gaming-related content, please visit www.legendsoftabletop.com.